What's up, flight crew? And welcome to episode one of Top Twitch Tips. I'm your host at Fly Stewie on Twitch. And this podcast is going to be all about helping you become that next big Twitch streamer. I want to share with you guys all of the success tips that's really helped me in my past 3 months, going from zero to 500 followers, and really help those newest people and people who've maybe been streaming for a while. I essentially want to share everything that's really been helping me just to help you guys grow, essentially. So I thought to myself, what's the best way to really do it? What's the best way to really get those tips out there and put them in a place where people can listen to, maybe reference them multiple times? And of course, that's how I came up with the idea of Top Twitch Tips. This is my second podcast, and I think this is a cool way where, you know, when I'm not streaming, you can come here, listen to a couple of tips, and, you know, maybe take something to help your channel grow. So the first thing I want to talk about on episode one of Top Twitch Tips is when it comes to getting started with Twitch. So this is a big thing for me that I just any person, like there's no real, you know, guidelines on how to start. Like there's so much options. You can just get into it, get your favorite game going, you know, get your webcam going. Like there's so much avenues. And I think for the newest members or people who've been streaming, it gets just really intimidating. When it comes to Twitch and Twitch streaming, of course, you have all the overlay options. You have the games you're going to pick. You have your webcam. Are you going to PC stream? Are you going to console stream? There's just so much different options. And to this thing, I'll say this. What's really helped me with streaming is this. Just get started. And it sounds so simple, right? But I think definitely step one to really creating a Twitch stream is to don't be too critical of yourself and just get started. So if that means that your first streams don't have a webcam, if that means maybe you don't even have a mic your first streams, right? Maybe you don't even have any overlays. Maybe you barely know how to record. All of those little things, just get started. Get started. Download the tools you need. If you're on PC, most likely it's going to be Streamlabs OBS, right? And just go and get it. And then once you start streaming, what really helped me is every single week slash day, I try to add something new to my stream, right? So for instance, week one, I just got used to webcams, right? So webcams is going good. And I got my webcam up. I got my audio levels kind of set. Because when you're first starting out, you don't know if you're too loud. You don't know if you're too quiet. And essentially, it's really hard to get feedback because while you're streaming, there's not going to be a lot of people that first week, which may be a little bit discouraging, but but honestly, those are the best times because those was when you can really make a lot of mistakes. So it's hard to get audio feedback. When you do get audio feedback, you know, you get a couple of your friends on the stream. It really helps to set up your audio, your video, to see what your setup looks like. And once you start to get comfortable, that's when every single week you add something new to your stream. So whether it's, you know, adding a new overlay, whether it's adding alerts so when people follow, all of those things really help enhance your stream. And for me, what really helped me was starting to really engage with the community and look at my favorite streamers and other small streamers to see what they did so I could help add it to mine, right? So I noticed that a lot of them had leaderboards and things of that nature. And what helps with when you have leaderboards on your stream is you can instantly see when someone follows, right? You can instantly see, you know, where they're following from or who's been supporting your channel recently, right? It's a great way to keep track of newest followers, and it's a great way where you can get different shout outs, right? I saw a lot of people had that. A lot of people had Streamlabs OBS. And just by watching my favorite streamers, I knew, like, just from a technical aspect, what I could add to my stream. Now, the second part that I really want to hit on this podcast episode one is a concept that I've been practicing and I've been really just testing, right? So the big thing as a streamer is there's no right or wrong. So it's very important to test out and see what's working for your channel and seeing what's working for your audience. And I feel when you first start out, one of the number one things that I would focus on is once you start streaming, right? You need to think of the concept that's called this: stream time versus community time. So stream time versus community time. So a lot of streamers at the beginning when they're building their channel, I find that they spend a lot of time streaming, which is great. The more times you stream, the more time you have a chance to really get engaged with the audience. It makes sense. However, I found that one of the best ways to really, really build a Twitch stream channel is to figure out which community are you going to start building to make your followers aware, continue to contact them when you're not streaming, and then alert them when you're streaming. So for me, I found maybe there's three communities that I've really seen personally, maybe four, right? We'll say four. Four communities where I've really found personally that really build your Twitch stream the best. The four are Instagram, Discord, Twitter, and Facebook. And when you're becoming a streamer, it's definitely important to think about which one of these channels you want to use to build your Twitch stream, right? So for this podcast, for episode one, I want to touch on each of them briefly, and I want to touch on the main one. So I've seen a lot of people be very successful on Facebook. Facebook, what's cool about Facebook is that you can join already made groups and really get in there, ask questions, and become an engaged member of the group. So that's really cool about it. Of course, when you write posts that aren't on Facebook groups on Facebook, no one can see your stuff, right? It's really hard to create a Facebook page and have people come to your page. So it's all about Facebook groups. Twitter is really cool because Twitter allows you to talk to people relatively very easy. So if you see a Twitch streamer on Twitter and he's pretty active, you're more likely to get a hold of him on Twitter than on Instagram, because Instagram, like when you DM someone, it gets hidden in their DMs. But Twitter, it's right there on their wall. It's very easy for them to see and continue a conversation, which is very cool. And of course, Discord's great because the minute that you go live on a stream, it notifies everybody on your Discord, which is amazing. So you just click that go live button, it sends out a notification, and then all of a sudden, all of your followers that are on Discord see that you're on Twitch, which is cool. And of course, it lets you talk to people after stream and lets your community engage with each other. However, for me personally, there's been one community and one community that's really built my Twitch channel the most. And that community definitely is Instagram. Instagram by far has been the place where I grew my Twitch channel tremendously. And definitely, if you're going to focus on community, I would personally recommend Instagram the most. The reason this is because by just being able to post every day, posting good content, whether that's memes, whether that's gameplay of you, gameplay of others, by posting every day using the hashtags, you can effectively grow your Twitch channel tremendously, right? You can grow it just from being able to people contact on your stuff, people tagging on your posts, people interacting with your different posts that you have. And with Instagram having a very simple link out tool where people can click your bio link and it'll go straight to your Twitch channel, this makes it so easy to build an Instagram following, which again builds a Twitch following. So in a later podcast, I'm going to tell you guys my Instagram tips that helped me build my Instagram, which hence built my Twitch. And hopefully with these tips, definitely streamers can use them, or people who are thinking about streaming can build their Instagram or their community first before they even build their streams. And this will make Twitch streaming that much easier. Trust me, when it comes to first starting out, streaming is very important. But I would say a good rule of thumb is at least 50% of your Twitch energy should be going towards building your community and being active. So that's just talking to a bunch of people on Instagram or one of your communities, going in their streams, hanging out, chilling, lurking, engaging with their audience, right? And the other half should be on streaming. Matter of fact, I think even more time should be on just community and really being a member of someone else's Twitch community. This is what will help build those relationships. One of the big, I think, things that you always have to keep in mind as a Twitch streamer is what you're really doing is you're building friendships. Each person that comes into your stream is someone where you get a chance to just build a relationship, become a friend, get to know them, you know? The cool thing about Twitch is it's YouTube's cool, but Twitch really allows you to interact and get to know other people around the community. It really lets you know the people around. And from that aspect, because you can build those deep relationships on Twitch, it's just really cool to have someone come on your Twitch stream, you talk to them for a bit, and then after you go on Instagram and then you say appreciate, you know, for coming out to the stream. I think that combination of being able to contact someone on the live channel and then being able to contact them in your community really helps build that great Twitch following. So in a later video, I definitely want to go deeper in what tactics I use on Instagram to really help build my Twitch channel. And of course, other Twitch tips that once people start watching, or maybe those early stages where you're getting people to watch, what kind of things that you can do to get traffic going to your channel so you can become that next big Twitch superstar and grow your channel. So I hope these tips helped. Remember, the first one is just get started and every week add something to your stream. You know, whether that's, you know, you're streaming without a webcam, whether you don't have all the overlays that you maybe like, just focus on getting started. That should be the number one priority. And number two is stream time versus community time. You need to have a stream strategy, something that you do while you're streaming, right? And also a community strategy. So when you're not streaming, you should spend just as much time in your community, watching Twitches, either on your Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or wherever your community is, and really build those deep, long-lasting relationships and friendships, because that's what's going to help your Twitch channel grow. Anyways, this has been your humble host at FlyStewie on Twitch. Feel free to ask me questions on my Instagram. My Instagram is twitch.flystewie or at FlyStewie on Instagram. I have two Instagrams. Feel free to ask questions if you have further thing, and make sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review on this podcast because that's what helps it grow. I'm looking forward to more episodes on this top Twitch tips. If you have any questions, you can be featured on one of my future episodes, Your Question. I hope this podcast is going to help a lot of you guys. And of course, guys, thank you for rocking with the Flight Crew. Now, at FlyStewie needs to take off. The top Twitch tips podcast.